Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
In honor of having the Cincinnati Reds in town, we are playing the Rockies' Good Luck Sound. All the woos from Cincinnati.
We didn't play it yesterday, or didn't play it, and they lost.
And they lost.
So I asked the Cincinnati people about that.
The
media guys.
Oh, the media guys. Okay.
And I said, so what's the, because apparently, here's how it started. Like, so the guy who's like the sideline reporter,
right,
for the Rocky, for the
Reds,
the guy in the big red shirt, whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently there was a meme that's out of him, like eating buffalo wings or something, and they got the picture where he's just like, hey, and they got a picture of it, and they actually is a meme.
Okay.
And so we were talking about that, and I go, speaking of memes, what is the deal with the wooing? And then, like, so it was the two beat writers for Cincinnati Inquirer, whatever it is, and then the guy from the news, and they're just like, they got this defeated look on their face, and they're just like, oh, it is the absolute worst. Because this isn't even us. It started in Pittsburgh, and I'm like, why are you trying to, you know, pawn it off?
Seriously.
I mean, it came from you. He's like, yeah, great. After a rain delay, there's some 1,000 drunks still left in the, this is, okay, let me put the air bunnies around this because this is quotes.
Yes.
Okay, so he said, you know what, I mean, roughly quotes. He said, yeah, great, 1,000 people after a rain delay are out there all drunk going, woo, woo. It's like, come on, please find your parents.
That's like, fantastic.
And then the other guy goes, have you seen those new shirts? So there are these new shirts of Samuel L. Jackson in that movie with the people.
Pulp Fiction,
where he was Jules. And it says, say woo again. Say woo again.
Yeah. I saw the picture. It's fantastic.
And I am like, you got to be kidding me. Like, really? And they're like, oh, it is so, it was, I mean, they just won the game. And, you know, usually, listen, you try not to be biased, but I'm always happier after a Rockies win than a Rockies loss.
Sure.
And it's not that I'm crying in my soup or whatever, but, you know, and they were happy that they had a rookie pitcher and won his first major league game. And, you know, they actually, you know, managed to tie the series rather than lose it.
Yeah.
And all they were, and then I asked about that, and it was like the deflation that came from their face, just the abject sadness. It was like, just, oh, my God. It's the worst.
Well, it's got to be tough living in Cincinnati anyway because it's Ohio.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know what Cincinnati's like. Actually, the first thing he said, it's all the rednecks. I go, you mean from Kentucky? He goes, yes, the rednecks from Kentucky are coming across to Ohio.
He's like, that's funny.
It's all the rednecks.
Blame
it's like,
it all
oh,
on them.
Oh, my God. And you know what? He's probably right.
Well, probably. I mean,
because
you know,
they'd be the ones going, shoo, woo! It was outstanding. Like, that was outstanding. I talked about Bud Black is just ridiculous. Like, he's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, so Root Sports wasn't there today.
I know.
So there were no cameras. So it was, he called a gaggle, and so there's probably about 10 of us mm-hmm. around. And he's like, yeah, this is off the record. I mean, this is in the middle of the press conference.
Right.
This is off the record. And it says something, and he made a, I'm actually not sure whether I should say it or not because he said it was off the record.
Well, if it's off the record, you probably shouldn't say
it. But it was in during a press conference. So it'd be like me walking up to a microphone and saying, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you here to this press conference. The following statement is going to be off the record.
Well, I mean, in reality, you could say something because he knows that there is no such thing
kidding.
As off the record. But
okay,
it's
well,
up
let
to
me
your
let
own...
me describe. I mean, without let me describe. I mean, it's not like anything inflammatory.
Was he talking about a player?
He was talking about Nolan Arenado, and they asked, and he was asked about whether you know how much convincing he has to do to get Nolan to take an off day.
Right.
And he said, and he was very careful with his spell. He said, and they said something to the effect of, and this was the part like. 66% of the time, I sort of have to, you know, explain it to them. And the other, you know, 37%, you know, I just tell them. Like that, whatever.
Right.
You know, the inference being this, and I will take this from multiple stories. Another guy who in the press box saw Nolan Arenado walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And Nolan Arenado got an off day, and he hates
Right.
Like he'll go in the batting cage and hit or field in the batting cage. I mean, he'll sit there. I mean, he is Happy Gilmore taking balls off the chest, going, got another one. So apparently he walked in, he was just sour.
Right.
Because he knew that he wasn't playing today.
Yeah.
And he wanted to.
He hates it.
Hates it. But they were talking about, you know, so that was sort of off the road. But he's just so funny because he's like in the middle of da-la-la-la-la. This is so great. Where's Root Sports? You know, and we're all laughing and joking. He's like, by the way, this is off the record. And we're like, yeah, right.
There are a lot of players on that team, I think, who would rather be playing. Although, honestly, it kind of feels like this team needs a break. Like the All-Star break is couldn't get here too soon.
Well, listen, the Rockies traditionally choke it up right before the All-Star break. Then they come out of the All-Star break, usually, you know, go on a bit of a roll. There are instances where they go the other way.
Sure.
But they usually go on a bit of a roll and then usually fade towards the end. I'm recalled of 1995 when the Rockies were actually leading the pennant race for the National League West for a long time and then faded at the very end and managed with a 12-11 win over the San Francisco Giants to eke into the wild card.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not all been the 21-22.
Right. No, but I mean, I think all their pitchers are really young. Honestly, this team feels like it's a year away from being a serious contender for anything. I mean, but this is a good core team, but they need this break. They need this break probably more than anyone else in the major leagues. If they play 500 ball from now until the end of the season, they'll end up in the 87-89 win area, which should be good enough to get them into the wild card.
Well, right now they're 6 games up in the wild card.
Right.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened with the Cubs today. They were 6.5 coming into today. I do not know what happened with the Cubs, but us losing is a half a game, so 6 games up.
Okay.
Who knows? You know, I mean, listen, it's a concern, but you know, it's a concern, but it's not a worry. I feel like going to the doc when you go to the doctor's office and they're like, well, you have something, and we're a little concerned about it, but we're not worried. We
Cubs
just kind of
lost, by the way.
All right, so 6.5 games still up in the wild card.
Would this be as big of a deal, honestly? Would this be as big of a deal in any other season, honestly, in any other season, with 50-51 wins heading into the All-Star break, we as a city and fans would be
50-37
ecstatic.
Right.
We'd be ecstatic.
Yes, we should
and
be ecstatic now.
We would probably be in first place. But we're in a division with perhaps the best team in baseball in the Dodgers right now.
They can't win a playoff game.
Well, they're the West Coast version of the Washington Nationals,
yeah.
You know. And Arizona's been playing out of their mind. Honestly, those teams, at least Arizona, I believe, will come back to the pack a bit. The Dodgers are just
well, let
the
me
best
explain. Can I explain to you what's going on?
League.
I know. I sat down and I wrote a theorem yesterday. And then I forgot it, but then I remembered kind of the theorem, so I'll just kind of explain it to you without the theorem. Okay? Listen. The Rockies have had a spectacular first half going into the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that you have a lot of skeptical Rockies fans who when they were still leading and they were 40-23 or whatever it was, were like, okay, they jumped on board. And then almost immediately after they jumped on board, Tony Kornheiser, you know, called him a fraud, and then they lost 8 in a row, and they've lost 10 of their last, you know, whatever it is, 11 of their last 15 or whatever it is.
Right.
And so it's just like, oh, so there's that deflation there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a micro look at it, you know, where people's emotions, I mean, they said there were 27,000 at the game today. There was no way.
Yeah, I saw the stands.
No way.
It was pretty empty.
Yeah. And
but
so,
it's a Thursday. It's hot. It's in the middle of the afternoon.
True.
It would have been, and a lot of people just come back from 4th of July, so they've already taken time off of work.
And, you know, and it was the last game before they go for 3 on the road.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, but you have to, I mean, listen, the Chicago Cubs last year won the World Series.
Yeah.
And going into the All-Star break, they lost 15 of 18. So that is, you know, about what the Rockies are on. The Rockies are actually not as bad as losing 15 of 18 right now.
But that's baseball. I mean,
yes.
That's going to happen. And
they did not lose. Yes, but it's very hard to look at the bigger thing of it. They need a break. They've got rookie pitchers. Sensatella hasn't been pitching, all this kind of stuff. And so people are only, it's like kind of, sometimes you need to look at the forest instead of the trees. That's all I'm saying. Said someone smarter than me.
Sounds like you're coming over to my side. Cautiously optimistic, hopeful, but maybe not driving the bandwagon.
Heck no, drive the bus right through the forest.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.